Are we talking about
the girly man?
The girly man.
The girly man. Male girly behavior is banned.
Well, hang on a minute.
China crackdown kicks sissy men off TV.
Yeah, we need to do that here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we seriously need to just get rid of these metrosexual girly men motherfuckers.
Well, this is all part of that paper dragon illusion of strength that China tries to put out there. We're more masculine than the United States. Look at us.
Well, we'll see about that. The current climate we have right now is basically killing comedy.
Oh, I know.
I mean, the ratings for SNL are in the fucking toilet because their shit is all politically correct. Nobody wants to watch it.
It's all, I mean, for 4 years, it was all Orange Man bad, Alec Baldwin doing a terrible Trump impression.
Mm-hmm.
It's, come on. The Emmys have become like the Special Olympics of award ceremonies as a result.
Yep. Oh, God.
When Samantha Bee gets an Emmy nomination for outstanding comedy writing, you know that you've jumped the shark after it stuck its dick in your ass. Speaking of which, China's government banned effeminate men on TV and told broadcasters Thursday to promote revolutionary culture, broadening a campaign to tighten control over business and society and enforce official morality. Something that China is oh so good at. Child labor. COVID. I'm sorry.
Well, not to mention the Uyghur Muslims live in rape camps.
I wasn't even going to get into that, but, you know, would you talk us down that path? Now it's going to get all dark in here.
Well, I mean, that's what's going on.
Here we go in the weeds again.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to do the face then.
What?
Going off in the weeds, I tell you what.
Now look at the picture of that dude in there.
The one at the top there on the TV?
Yeah. I mean, he needs to get banned
That's a dude. I didn't even look that close. I would have said vagina.
That's a dude.
Yeah. Although nowadays, you can't really tell.
Yeah. Get the fuck off the TV. We don't need to see your shit.
I had to pull that close up to my face there. I was like, is that a dude? I was like, no way. That is a dude.
I'm going to be honest. Like, if I'm watching TV and somebody comes on that's lighting the loafers, I just change the channel. I don't care what that son of a bitch has to fucking say.
Light in the loafer.
Fuck that shit.
What was the other expression you used to use? A little bit of sugar in their tank.
Yeah. Like, I don't need anyone with, like, you know, a quart of sugar in their tank to give me life advice. Fuck off.
Yeah. When your butthole looks like a strawberry, I really don't need you giving me advice.
Not one time in my entire military career can I ever remember some light in the loafer motherfucker walking up and go, you need to really man up here, Sharon Pop. Like, what?
Who do you think you're talking to?
Like, dude, that's never happened because they don't exist. maybe today they do, but back when I was in, nah, not so much.
Yeah. But speaking of girly men, this one, it's an older story, but for some reason it was reprinted recently, mm-hmm. and it's just too funny not to share. Not to mention, you'll have some sympathy pangs. Jealous bloke who chopped off his pal's willy with an axe because it was bigger than his. A drunken decision to have a penis measuring competition after a 2-day bender ended in bloodshed, amputation, and the threat of prison for 2 middle-aged pals. I don't think they're pals anymore.
They're not pals anymore. And why? The one who got his dick cut off, why would they put him in prison?
I don't know. 2 days.
He suffered enough, man. Come on. Leave the guy alone.
Yeah. The drinkers judging the drinkers. Yeah, that's totally rich. Forget everything we just said.
Yeah, cut off his wang. Jesus Christ.
Oh, this is terrible. According to reports, the 47-year-old victim from Bashkortostan, it's the first time I've ever uttered that phrase out loud, in the Urals region of Russia, had been boozing heavily with his 52-year-old buddy, a close friend since childhood. Things got heated when the pair drunkenly decided to have a measuring contest. Unhappy at losing, the older man took an axe to his so-called mate's manhood, lopping it clean off. He was arrested and held by police. This happened 5 years ago. I don't know why they're writing about it now, but hey, it's pretty funny.
Listen, you hit me with an axe anywhere in my body, and I recover, I'm killing you. I'm coming back, and I'm killing you.
That's fair play.
Watch Grunt Speak Live Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern and bring the strong stuff. Now is not the time for beer. That comes later.